pleased to bring in the New Jersey Devils TV analyst on MSG Plus, former Devils defenseman Ken Danico. Ken, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we just had a conversation with Eddie Olchuk, and he was telling us that when the Blackhawks played the Devils recently, that one of the things the coaches, the Blackhawks coaches told their players was, look, this isn't the old Devils. Don't expect these guys to wait around and be patient. Don't expect any of that. They're quicker. They're faster. They're going to get on top of you. They're going to try to force the issue. The Devils, I would think, for a lot of people in the league right now, have had one of the more interesting starts to the season, Ken. Are they that different than you know, previous incarnations of this team?
Well, I guess what I would say is, like everybody, I didn't know what to expect coming into the season. We knew there was change, obviously, in management and some personnel. And so I thought they were going to be better than a lot of people anticipated. Didn't know a whole lot about Coach John Hines, but I will tell you, it starts right there. He's one of those young coaches that is as prepared as anybody. He communicates very well. He makes the players understand exactly what he wants. They looked like the Keystone Cops to start the season a little bit, but you saw the progression, the improvement, and them responding to their coach. He's got that it factor, and that's probably the most impressive part of it all is, for me, is how he's gotten the most out of every guy, and that's what a coach's job really is. He's got his top guys being top players. You know, nobody gave them a lot of credit because or any hope at the start of the year because they didn't think they had a lot of talent. Do they have the high-end talent like some of the elite teams? No. But Mike Camilleri, Travis Sajak, Adam Henry, if they play to their potential, they're real good hockey players, and they're playing to their potential and probably then some. The addition of Kyle Palmieri has been tremendous. Lee Stempniak looks like an all-star to me. He's noticeable every night. He's around the puck. I had no idea he was this good of a hockey player. So they're really led by those guys. And anytime you have a goaltender like Corey Schneider, who to me is top five in the National Hockey League, you're going to be in most games every night. Their work ethic has always been inbred here for the past two decades since I was playing here. So that hasn't changed much, but there's no doubt Coach Hines and some of the acquisitions Ray Shiro made, shrewd ones. Palmieri has just been terrific. He's added speed. He's added a shot, scoring ability. They do play a different brand, and it's been fun to watch. They play a much quicker pace. They move the puck much better. And what John Hines had preached right from the start, fast, attacking, supportive, that's what you've seen most of the season.
Is it the type of style that can be sustained, do you think, by this group?
Well, look, I think, you know, I've been holding my breath just like everybody else. I mean, they've been really fun to cover this year. And, you know, I kind of liken it to the movie Major League when, you know, I was listening to everybody tell us in New Jersey and everybody else how bad they're going to be. And the players heard it as well throughout all the prognosticators. So then as games went along here, I was like, you know, that movie Major League, I was kind of, and the headline said, these guys aren't that blank. You know what I'm saying? That mm-hmm. These guys aren't that bad. It was said a little, you know, the grounds crew keepers. So that's what I kind of liken it to. So about 15 games in, that's what I was saying to myself. Hey, these guys aren't that bad. You know? Now, how long they can sustain it remains to be seen. But I will say, if their top guys keep playing the way they are, Jacob Joseph finally scored a goal. He's probably the biggest impact player I've seen in the league for a guy that doesn't score much. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? He still has an impact and does a lot of things. And he's got the capability, so they're hoping he can add. They need some depth scoring. They need some bottom six guys to chip in. You know, Mateau's getting better. Colleen and the young Russian has had his moment, scored a big goal in Chicago. So these guys are all pretty good players, but they, again, bring more speed. And it's very evident when you watch them. So we will see if they can keep it going. I like their defense group as well. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes. And I'll preach to anybody that listens, watch Adam Larson and Andy Green. They're as good a shutdown pair as anybody in the National Hockey League nobody's heard about.
Well, the other thing, too, of course, they're helped out. It helps when you have Corey Schneider behind you in goal, too.
Oh, of course. You need a great goaltender, and he's got the job done most nights.
What explains the uptick in Mike Camilleri's game recently?
You know, I just think he's a guy that, you know, is a better playmaker than everybody thought. And last year, the Devils, it was like pulling teeth to score goals. Maybe the last couple of years, they just weren't creating, weren't finding the back of the net. And I just think he's refreshed. I think Travis Sajak, who obviously is not in tonight because of injury, and that's a big hole. That will start because he's the best in draws, and they really struggled on draws the other night against the Florida Panthers. But these guys seem like they've been traded almost. They're revitalized, and maybe it's the new style. Maybe it's, you know, just they took on the challenge of everybody telling them they're not going to be very good, and some of the guys have mentioned that along the way. But he has been a real – not only a real good two-way hockey player, better than I think a lot of us anticipated. He's just a guy that's a leader. He's just having fun coming to the rink. He enjoys the game. Very intelligent hockey player, and things are going well for him. You know when the net looks bigger and you're getting the right scoring areas and spots, and a lot of that's because of his intelligence and experience. So it's clicking for him right now. Their line has had a ton of chemistry. I mean, who would have thought Lee Stempniak, Adam Henrique, who's been terrific as well. I didn't throw him in there. He's been maybe the biggest clutch goal scorer, leads the team. And Lee Stempniak, right now, it's hard to argue through the first 25 games, they're a top three line in the National Hockey League with their production. And I think that's got a lot to do with Mike Chandler's start, but he's been a big part of that line, and his leadership is second to none. He's a very intelligent, smart hockey player when you have conversations with him.
Sounds like Lou Lamoriello may not recognize his old team.
Well, we will see. And, you know, Lou's like a second father to me, so I always wish him well, just not against my Devils, I'll say. And Lou used to say that for 28 years, but I guess I'm the last of the Mohicans. This is the only night I don't wish here in Jersey that I've been here 28-plus years. It was me and Lou, and I wish him success in everything he does except tonight. But I think they're going to do some good things in Toronto with Lou Lamoriello, Mike Babcock, and Brendan Shannon, guys that I'm very familiar with.
Hey, Ken, listen, we really appreciate you doing this. Always a treat to talk to you. You continue to be well. And as I said, it's an interesting time to be around the Devils. It's not your father's Devils. It's not even your Devils.
Well, I know. I'm holding my breath. So it's been fun, and we'll see if they can continue to play. But at least they work hard and give an honest effort. And that's something that all you can ask, I guess, as an observer, as an announcer. And right now, they work their tail off. So a pleasure being with you.